This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
It's got the 8th Republican chairman of the committee. So if you just turn it over, next page, you got the 8th top Democrats on the committee. Why would she say that it was just sent to the Republicans when, in fact, it was sent to the Republicans and Democrats?
You know, Chris, this has been really overhyped.
Well, she said it, and I didn't.
We were all surprised by this letter. She looked at the front page, and as you just said yourself, on the front page of that memo, it lists those Republican chairs. Were the Democrats CC'd at the end of the letter? Absolutely. She looked at the front page of the letter. She has acknowledged, we all acknowledge, this was sent to everybody. Again, what we're concerned and disturbed by is that Director Comey sent a letter saying, we have some information. I don't know if it's significant. I don't know if it isn't. He didn't say where it came from. He didn't say what it was about. He didn't even say whether these emails were sent or received by Hillary Clinton. And furthermore, another hypothetical that's out there is that these are duplicates that have already been released. We need all the information and Director Comey needs to get it out.
But Robbie, I
want to
make one more point about this letter. You say it's hype. Comey sent the letter about 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. Your campaign chairman, John Podesta, put out a statement at 3:45 p.m. in which he made exactly the same charge that this letter had been sent just to the Republicans, not to the Democrats. 3 hours and 15 minutes later, Hillary Clinton makes the same charge. This was a talking point of your campaign, and frankly, it was a dishonest talking point.
Chris, if your question is whether Democratic leaders were CC'd on that letter, the answer is absolutely yes. What's disturbing?
Okay. Well, I guess, that's the deal. They finally admitted that they did. But, this is all part of the problem that we've run into throughout this whole political process is that if you, get some information and you put it out incorrectly, how long does it take you to, correct it? And why would it take so long, to go with that talking point that, oh, we're just going to go off that and then later on we'll just say, well, we just saw the front page. Or, this is why Secretary Clinton is so distrusted because on the face of it, it seems a bit dishonest, because it didn't have a header or something is wrong there. I mean, come on. You're the Secretary of State. This is something that involves your candidacy. Why would you not read everything over and over again to make sure you understood what's going on, Scott? I don't understand.
So after she makes that claim, how do you think the intern that felt that had to come up to her and be like, Mrs. Clinton, turn the page?
Yeah. Well, I'm not even sure.
Just turn the page and you'll see everybody else that's on there.
Right. Well, that's like everything else. No, it's the video. We're going to go down. That's the story, even though we've got other evidence clearly saying, this is what we believe in and this is what we're going to put out there.
Well, even the video thing, it doesn't matter if that's the reason, because that goes against what we believe as what we started out as a country.
Sure.
So,
but this is the problem. This is why we are where we are today, Scott, and that is that, shows and we need more shows like ours that are going after the truth, because the truth has been abandoned by the mainstream media. And for Chris Wallace, to hold Robbie Moog's feet to the fire here on this issue, I think it was appropriate. But even then, it's just like, in some cases, you almost feel like, Wallace may be chasing windmills here, because the indoctrination, the orientation, the worldview of people on the left is such as that, hey, look at this is our narrative. We're going to hold on this. And because if we say anything different, then it gives credence, to the other side, and it gives them power over us, here we are. We're in this bucket of gum and in this situation. And as Micah Brzezinski had said earlier, this is all self-inflicted. I mean, she should have turned this stuff over a long time ago. But here we are, days away, a week and a day away from a critical choice. And it is a clear choice that this country is faced with. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, 7 out of 10 say we're on the wrong track. I say great observation. Now, what does the right track look like? And we need to spend some time debating that and working that through. Certainly, change is coming to this country. Will it be the change that is needed in order to get this country back on track? I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Dr. William Fortune is with us, New York Times bestselling author of One Second After. He holds a PhD in history from Purdue University with specialization in military history and the history of technology. Dr. Fortune, good to have you back with us. How are you doing, sir?
It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, you're calling all patriots. Time to begin preparing for the final day, right?
Yeah. Both the book and maybe the whole reality of it all, yeah.
Well, your book, this is going to be the third final day, the third in your series here. So for fans of John Matherson and his fierce brand of patriotism, they can't wait for this next installment, which is going to be early next year, right?
Yes, it comes out on January the 3rd.
Well, months before publication, just to, just reinforce how close you've got it, your novel, One Second After, was cited on the floor of Congress as a book all Americans should read. So what did that tell you? Did that convince you all the more you had your finger on the pulse of what's going on?
I'm amazed at times at how that all seems to work out. I actually started working on One Second After about the threat of an EMP attack back in 2005. It was published in 2009. And we have to add in the factor now what's called CME, coronal mass ejection. The president just put out an executive order, which I call rather bogus, only 2 weeks ago, regarding the threat of CME. Our infrastructure is woefully underbuilt and woefully unprepared for a major event, be an enemy attack with EMP or a solar storm or cyber hacking or even physical attack on major transformers. Yeah, transformer system.
Well, when you have a government of everything, you know, which this has become, you know, we've got an answer for everything. Something is going to suffer because there's just not enough money to be everything, is there?
Well, my response to that is, how much would it cost to prepare our infrastructure for a major event? And the analogy I give is, any of your listeners, would they own a home, be it a $100,000 or $1 million home, not have insurance on it?
Exactly.
Who would give you a mortgage because you refuse to pay $500 a year or $1,000 a year in homeowners insurance? We need an insurance policy on our infrastructure, and the government's not providing it.
Well, they're just not seeing it. And why are they leaving us so vulnerable?
It's because it's a low priority issue. There's no strong constituency demanding it, and I will go political now.
Mm-hmm.
If you download the Republican Party platform and the Democrat Party platform, guess which one addresses the issue of infrastructure security and which one totally ignores it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that has been the case, and this is why this election has come to a choice election, hasn't it? Just one of many reasons.
Well, I urge people, even if after all of the insanity that's been going on the last couple of months with the presidential election, if you can't pull the lever for one candidate or the other, one third of the states are putting, you know, they have their senators up for election, and all of us have our House members up for election. Do the research. Find out which one is in support of infrastructure security, which one is not, and vote accordingly.
Well, as you say, it is such a low priority because there is nothing immediate. And unfortunately, with things like this, we don't know until you've gotten hit with a Hurricane Katrina and realize that FEMA and the infrastructure of the government cannot handle this.
Yeah, let's clarify something for your audience here. An EMP, electromagnetic pulse attack, generated by detonating a nuclear weapon above the United States, or a major solar storm, is a continental-wide event. Mm. It will make Katrina, you know,
yes,
look like a Sunday school picnic in comparison.
Exactly.
There's no coming back from it. And according to the congressional reports of 2004 and 2008, which I must emphasize were bipartisan, 90% of all Americans would be dead here after we lose our infrastructure.
Why aren't the people hearing this? I mean, you know, for many years now, you've had the quote-unquote preppers, you know, they're looked at like, you know, conspirators and people that wear tinfoil hats. But the warnings are here. I mean, and all it does is take one event, whether it's EMT or some natural disaster, we're greatly exposed.
Yes, we are. And the head of the committee that first got me started on this, Congressman Roscoe Bartlett,
mm-hmm.
you know, lamented that the problem with the issues is simply the fact that there's no constituency. Public attention is far more on what the Kardashians are doing.
Yes.
I hate to use the term, but low-informed voters.
Yes, I do, too. I hate that, but that's the reality. That's where we are right now, and if you think not, all you have to listen to is a couple of these man-on-the-street interviews with people, and it's like, whoa, where did you come from? Where have you been?
Yeah, that's why I urge all your listeners, be informed voters.
Mm-hmm.
Look up things like the Carrington event, which is a major solar storm that hit the 19th century and what it did to the infrastructure of that time. Look up Starfish Prime or go to my website, all right? You know, onesecondafter.com, where I have a lot of resources that folks can go and look at and realize just how serious this threat really is.
Well, and the thing is that if you're unprepared, you're going to be a liability. First of all, it was clear, as you say, in using the Katrina example, the government was totally incapable to handle the insanity that ensued. And you're saying what happened in Louisiana and in the Gulf states there is minor by comparison to some EMT that would knock out a region. And these numbers that we hear, you know, where people are estimating that 90% of the population would be decimated. I mean, that's your kids. That's your grandkids. I mean, there's a lot involved here. We had a little technical problem with Dr. Fortune, and we're reconnecting with him. And what Dr. Fortune is saying here, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to wake up to, and as we've been saying here on the show, is that we've got to spend some time. I mean, that's fine. You want to pursue what's going on with, you know, with the Kardashians. You want to find out what's going on with your, you know, favorite music star. All that's fine and well. But, you know, this is a government of, for, and by we the people. And by its definition, that means that we all are responsible. Whether you're going to participate in the military or do other service on behalf of the citizens of this country, the service that is absolutely paramount above all is that you be informed, that you not be one of these low information voters, that you expect somebody else to carry the day for you. Well, we're going to pick up our conversation with Dr. William Fortune on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. He's calling all patriots. Now is the time to begin preparing for The Final Day, which happens to be the title of his new book that will be coming out the first of next year. This is Bill Martinez Live. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. You can email me at bill@billmartinezlive.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Okay, still one of the best videos ever, right? Thriller, Michael Jackson. Hey, it's Halloween 2016. Why not? Let's get in the mood. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. William Fortune continues. New York Times bestselling author of One Second After. Dr. Fortune, you know, when, Hollywood said, hey, look, we can make a movie out of this thing. And I'm sure that was pretty exciting for you. But here it is. It's like we're heading into this perfect storm. And your new book, your new novel that's coming out after the first of the year, The Final Day, I don't know how that doesn't become part of the movie as well, do you?
Well, the option on One Second Answer fell through.
And oh, it did. I'm sorry.
Yeah, whenever you mention Hollywood, you better have your delete button ready. I might go correct.
Yes. Okay.
The reason it hasn't gone up, though we are close to a deal now, is you get somebody who wants to produce it, and then somebody's like, well, we want to see planes fall from the sky and buildings blow up, and we want to know what happens here and there. Hollywood has consistently screwed up the issue of EMP.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather not have a movie than have it done inaccurately. But
exactly.
I think we are moving towards a correct solution to that now. And that's been a frustration with Hollywood on so many issues. They over-dramatize, they rewrite it, or they just come out with ridiculous stories.
Yes.
So it's a very frustrating issue.
Well, I'm sorry to bring that up then, but your publicist has said, and I go, okay, well, that's exciting. I mean, you know, because it's one thing to write a best-selling book and, you know, have a lot of energy on it, and you feel like, okay, you do this, and then you get Hollywood involved, and then sometimes you probably wonder, you go, why did I even pick up the phone, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I hear you. All right, well, getting back to, you know, the final day and an EMT attack, and as you say, so much that is being put out there is, you know, just really not according to any kind of form of reality. It's, because it's out there. You know, it's like I say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, so we got a lot of opinions rolling. But, you know, that set aside, America, and I would say the world, is in almost a perfect storm kind of setup, whether it's something that happens here even existentially. There could be something even of a natural disaster that could turn this civilization into a tailspin.
Yeah, another analogy. Your listeners and you go home from work today, and, yeah, granted, it's Halloween, so we'll do it the day after. And
okay.
You hear gunfire from your neighbor's house. You peek over the fence, and he's got a picture of you. And he's screaming obscenities at it and putting holes in it. You take that seriously? Well, heck yeah.
Yeah, right.
On a very regular basis, Iran, North Korea, on a very regular basis, they keep saying, we're going to EMP you. The Iranians have even put out a film celebrating it.
Mm.
And we got to take that seriously. We got our heads in the sand, and this historian here will say, yeah, the same way we were in 1938 to 39 mm-hmm. with Germany and 1941 with Japan.
Exactly.
We were able to come back, even though Pearl Harbor was such a disaster. We came back. It took 44 months. You're not going to come back from an EMP hit or a major solar storm. It's a game ender.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. When you have the impact, as you say, a solar storm or an EMP, I mean, fortunately, with those attacks, there was some meat on the bone. There was still some structure,
yeah.
And there was ways in which we could recover. In this particular case, when your infrastructure is pretty much wiped out, how do you start from square one with a limited amount of labor force? Your technology is all screwed up. Everything that you have known up to this day is gone, and now you got to go all the way back to basic survival mode.
Well, a couple more figures to toss to you.
Okay.
Conference I was at several years ago, very good analysis pointed out that after a major EMP or CME, it would take 5 years to bring our generating capacity back online. 5 years.
Five, wow.
Statistic two tied into that. Only 15% of the major transformers we use in this country are manufactured in America. We destroyed our own industrial base with NAFTA back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Is China going to come rushing to our aid the day after? oh, here, we'll ship over 5,000 transformers and quite a few hundred thousand miles of high tension line and everything else to get you back and running? I doubt it.
Yeah, exactly.
And one more statistic. This was in a federal report about a year ago about infrastructure issues. The average, if you look out your window right now, typically the electrical infrastructure you're looking at, those poles and wires and everything else, are on average 40 years old. We have not been updating and modernizing, and I'm not talking about the smart grid system. I'm talking about beefing up systems, getting good modern circuit breaking in place. None of that has been done. That is an incredibly dangerous scenario.
Yeah, it just leaves us clearly vulnerable. As I say, there's a perfect storm that's lining up. Dr. Fortune, in case people, you know, have just tuned in, you know, we're talking about your book, actually both books, and this is a trilogy, and the third will be titled The Final Day, which is coming up in January of 2017. They may have heard CME, and they go, CME, I know EMP, but CME, where did that come from?
CME, shorthand for coronal mass ejection. And a good way to learn about it is go to a website, spaceweather, all one word, spaceweather.com. You can monitor it yourself. You don't need major executive orders and yet more studies. It's triggered by solar storms on the sun's surface that happen on a very regular basis. The Carrington event of 1859, a storm hit with such intensity, it blew out the entire telegraphy system that were just starting to come into place. If it do that to that heavily overbuilt system of 1859, what would it do to the very complex, delicate system of today?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You can find, and also there's a book if you're really into the whole issue with solar weather and such. It's called The Sun, S-U-N-N. Which I use as a major reference source. It's about solar astronomers.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody's interested in that, I recommend that book as well.
You say The Sun, Inc.?
Sun King.
Oh, Sun King. Okay.
Yeah.
And then also when you were talking about the other website, did you say Faith Weather or Face Weather?
Faith, as in up there, Face Weather.
Okay.
It's,
all right.
It's
okay.
A fascinating site that you can get direct feeds on solar weather, aurora forecast. I have alerts on that, that there's a major solar storm. It gives me an alert.
Mm-hmm.
So the information's out there. Preparing for EMP is the same as preparing for CME or vice versa. The average American citizen should be ready at minimum to get by for a couple months without electricity and then hope, pray that our government wakes up at some point and starts requiring a better heart. Twice, the SHIELD Act has gotten through the House, only to be blocked and killed in the Senate. We could have been working on this years ago, but the utter failure of Congress is sickening. On this and many other.
So in order for us to be prepared for 2 to 3 months without any electricity, with our grid shut down, what's the number one thing? Information, preparedness, what would you say?
Preparedness, you can pick up a basic water filter for $30. Let's Maslow this. Water, number one priority.
Mm-hmm.
Food. Even if you don't have the budget to go for the high-end stuff, continue to go to the market. Just start picking up some extra cans of food.
Mm-hmm.
Heat or cooling, depending upon where you are, what time of year, and then personal security.
And again, remind everybody of your website where they can stay up to date and get more information.
OneSecondAfter.com.
There it is. Dr. William Fortune has been with us. Congratulations on the upcoming book to be released. Also for One Second After, New York Times bestselling author, Dr. William Fortune. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, William. Appreciate it.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, Sassandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
When you believe in things that you don't understand, and you suffer,
it's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
Well, Stevie Wonder philosophy might be very appropriate today if you believe in things you don't really understand, especially after, you know, our conversation with Dr. William Fortune as well. This is why in this information society in which we live in, you know, it behooves us. I mean, this is our responsibility for this government, this great American experiment that we have. Our founding fathers never, I shouldn't say never, because, you know, you understand human nature that will want to kick back, put our heels on the desk and think that, hey, the government's running itself. It's all okay. Well, look what's happened the last 8 years. We had our heels on the desk and our government is running wild with itself to the point that we have today, 1 week, one day, a choice election before us, even though 22 million people have already voted. The bulk of Americans will vote on November the 8th, and will it be an informed vote? Or like, you know, Stevie Wonder's things, we're going to make a decision on things that we don't understand. And I know there's lots of moving parts here. And our next guest is going to help us understand one Hillary Clinton. He is a former Clinton insider. Larry Nichols knows Bill and Hillary Clinton better than most. Much of the information in the books that talk about the Clintons' diabolical and downright evil ways was obtained from Larry, such as Circle of Power, the Clinton Chronicles, The Genie is Out of the Bottle, Damage Control. These books can still be purchased at Amazon.com. Larry was involved in the tactics and strategy that, elected Bill Clinton president. And many people wondered, how can this governor, you know, from Arkansas, with all this bad news and this cloud of you know, whatever you want to call it around him, how could he be a viable candidate, much less be the president of the United States? Well, our next guest, Larry Nichols, will tell you how. And then we're going to talk about, you know, the current days and what we're dealing with right now. And, you know, as the Bible would say, there's nothing new under the sun. And a lot of the tactics that are being employed by Hillary are tried and true, and ones that Larry was involved in executing and developing in the early days of the Clinton political machine. Larry Nichols, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Bill.
Well,
sorry, Bill, I didn't
mean yes, absolutely. Larry, you know, and I want up front for people to understand, I mean, they hear your voice and they know that your health is being compromised right now, that you're dealing with some health issues. And tell us a little bit about what's going on in your life right now.
Well, the main thing going on in my life right now, Bill, is I know what the Clintons are doing. And it's more important than my health. It's more important to me because my health is nothing. I'm fighting for my grandchildren, your
yes.
grandchildren, everybody's children and grandchildren. People must understand, I was there, Bill. I helped design this system, to my shame. I thought I was really cool, thought I was smart.
Mm-hmm.
And the system I built is destroying my nation. And I'm trying to make up for it. I'm trying to alert people as to what's going on. And my health is bad. Everybody knows it pretty much. It knows me, but I don't dwell on it. And I don't want people to think my being forced to beg like a pauper. I don't want it to distract from the message. Please don't let it distract from the message. I don't sell books. I have no books. I mean, those that you're talking about on Amazon, I never got a dime from them. I never took a penny. Never.
Right.
As a matter of fact, one of the books you left out is the book by Roger Stone.
Yes.
And that latest book by Roger Stone talking about Clinton and his women, if you'll look at it, 70-80% of all that stuff, as you know, Bill, are just the stories I wrote years ago that they just brought back to life, which I'm proud of.
Right. Well, you know, early on when Bill Clinton, it was said, and you may have been the one to say it, Larry, that in that first run against H.W. Bush, is that you really never expected him to win, that you thought it was going to be another cycle. But this was kind of a test to see where it was going. But, you know, I guess maybe you underestimated Bill Clinton's charm, huh?
Well, I guess I did. What you're referring to was we never worried about it. It was a joke. When we developed this plan in 1986, Paul Begala, Dick Morris, and the crew, to get him elected president, it was a joke. You know, Gary Hart had come out, the womanizing stuff of Gary Hart. We knew if Bill Clinton ever ran for president, guess what? The women's stuff would come out and destroy his chances. So it was a joke.
Right.
As a matter of fact, when he actually did run the first time, as you were pointing out, the first run was simply to get out there and get this stuff out. He would lose, but then by the time he ran the next time, that stuff would be old news. And he'd have a straight, clean shot at it. But much to my surprise, and I think everybody else's.
Exactly.
When I brought out Jennifer Flowers, believe it or not, he was like seventh or eighth in the list of people running in the Democratic primary that year. And when Jennifer came out, guess what? He jumped to number two.
Mm. Yeah, amazing. You know, probably dealing with the old axiom that you know, in the information cycle, the news cycle, even bad news can help you, right?
I guess that's the old thing, you know, even if press is bad, you know, at least they got to spell your name right.
And even if they don't, they get it close, it still works for them, you know. And,
right.
And of course, we know the stories of many celebrities, you know, where there's been a sex video, somehow they end up on top of their game and they live another day and are better off after the sex video than they were before. So go figure.
Absolutely. And one of the greatest phenomena back then was as people got to see Hillary, a lot of men, and I heard it day in and day out until I was sick of it, men were saying, gosh, we don't blame you. Mary Taylor, we don't blame you.
Well, and she's and she's been fashioned, you know, quite a bit since then. I mean, we had interviewed Dolly Kelly, who you may know, one of Bill's early.
Dolly Kelly.
And she had some rather amazing things to say on their first meeting. So, you know, that Hillary versus the Hillary today that's been stylized quite a bit different. But there's some things that you just can't stylize, and that's someone's heart. And, you know, their anger issues and, you know, her anger issues seem to be well celebrated and noted.
You know, Bill, people ask me all the time, what, you know, tell us about the real Hillary. In the interest of time, I have something that gives you Hillary. If you want to see the real Hillary, go to the Benghazi hearing. Mm. And in that few second time period when she was talking about the men that died, if you want to know the real Hillary Clinton, when she said, what difference does it make? They're dead.
Yes.
Look at her eyes. Look at her body. Look at everything. And folks, that, I assure you better than any words I could use, Bill, that is what's inside the real Hillary.
Well, I'll tell you, Larry, when I heard her say that and I saw that, to your point, I thought it was quite defining, because it told you a lot about her. And this is the one thing about Hillary Clinton that I've said time and again, and that is that she self-indicts herself. She's who she is, and it comes out. But whether or not people want to listen and hear what she's saying, I mean, it kind of reminded me of that moment in A Few Good Men with Jack Nicholson being interrogated by being questioned by Tom Cruise. And, you know, and he finally got, you know, the Colonel Jessup to respond. And you could tell he was just so arrogant and above it all, to where he says, you need people like me. And this is what Hillary and many like her believe, is that this country just cannot live without her. And it's such arrogance. And with that arrogance goes an incredible amount of pride and self-interest, doesn't it?
Oh, you bet. And you're about to see what I talked about for years. You're going to see Arkansas brought to our nation. Devastating.
Amazing. Well, we're talking with Larry Nichols. We've got more from Larry on the other side of the break, a former Clinton insider. I mean, from his mouth to your ears, you know, all we can do is pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And we're grateful that Larry is available to give us some inside information on the Clinton machinery. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes.
Hey, Larry,
if you want to
so
live
much,
longer,
let you save
exercise
your energy
and eat
a little
right.
Bit,
you really
but,
can't help
when
me
we
much
come
there.
Back,
but we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in back taxes, you've got two choices.
With all due respect,
you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering, because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes.
Wow.
We guarantee you the lowest price,
exactly.
Or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam.
We'll pick it up
you do need
when we come
term
back.
Life insurance.
All right, thank you.
Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fresh every day, coming at you 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Larry Nichols is with us. We're going to be talking about this trick or treat, and it is a trick that could potentially be upon us, and he should know. Larry was an insider with the Clintons in many of the you know, the machinations that were done, operations that you would be disgusted with. Larry says, ashamedly, he was part of it. He helped create it and created a monster he did and helped to get Bill Clinton elected. But he says, look, at he wants to do something, you know, before it's too late about our country. And this is why he's speaking out, because it's not about him, which, as you've heard me say, too, it's not about me. It's about our kids and our grandkids. That's what's lying in the balance here. But before we pick up the conversation, as you can hear, Larry is dealing with some health issues. And I would say that if it's in your heart to help Larry around, he's certainly not a beggar. I mean, this isn't it. And I'm doing this. You know, for Larry, I'd appreciate that you go to NicholsLive@AOL.com. That's N-I-C-H-O-L-S Live@AOL.com. And if you can help him in any way with in supporting what Larry is dealing with in terms of medical expenses, well, I'll tell you this, Larry, you know, that really says something about Obamacare, that you're in this situation right now. But what you're doing, you know, on behalf of the Republic and for we the people, I would encourage our listeners to go to NicholsLive@AOL.com. And if they can help the cause, by all means, we thank you for that. But as Larry and I were talking about, it is Halloween, but he's saying, look it. Don't be set up. Listen to what the Clintons are doing with this latest reveal and using the FBI, because you say, Larry, this is a plan that has been thought of. You know, she's not operating without any anything, without any control, and expecting that this will happen. This was going to happen, that they're going to use these emails to offset the damage of WikiLeaks and Veritas, right?
Yes. First off, Bill, let me say that NicholsLive@AOL.com, that is not PayPal account. That's okay. My PayPal account. And it's also my, whatever you call it, internet place.
Right. Okay.
Send me an email. Now, yes, the Clintons have ascertained, their team has ascertained they've got two major problems. Number one, of course, is WikiLeaks and that Veritas group. I mean, they're exposing stuff left and right. And what's his name at WikiLeaks? What's his name?
Julian Assange.
Assange. You know, he has said that as we get closer to the election this week, he will be dropping the major bombshells in the email. Second thing, Donald Trump, you and others like you, Bill, have done a tremendous job of exposing to the population massive voter fraud. There will be voter fraud in this election unlike any time in our history. And people are paying attention to it and starting to watch for it.
Mm-hmm.
And people are setting up, I don't know if you have, but others have set up sites. If you see voter fraud,
right.
Report it.
Exactly.
Now, those are the two things that are eating them up. So what did they do? See, James Comey took what I call a bite of that, we used to call when I was with him, a bite of the apple. Once a man takes a bite of the apple, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we never participate in blackmail or extortion. You know, somebody says, look, I got a tape of you doing this, that, or the other. If you don't pay me $50,000, I'll put the tape out. Well, some people pay the $50,000, and then you know what? When they run out of that money, they come back again. Well, Comey has fallen into that trap.
Mm-hmm.
When he covered up for that investigation, he's gone. So the Clintons simply have to go to him through Loretta Lynch, which I have, by the way, through FBI sources that I've known for 35 years, pretty much have the skinny on exactly what and how they're doing it. But they intend to use this email traffic that's out there now to take the oxygen out of WikiLeaks. Today, I noticed, I watched CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News, and you know what was incredibly absent this entire day?
What?
Nothing from WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
They made a dump Friday, but nobody's covering it.
Mm.
The other thing, no one is talking about these anecdotal and these other cases of voter fraud that are massive.
Exactly.
They're not talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what you can expect to happen, folks. Come Friday, there's a good chance that they are going to, all of a sudden, Jim Comey's going to say, well, you know, since the Democrats, since the Republicans, since Donald Trump, and of course, obviously, since Hillary herself, have asked that all of these emails be brought public, you know what? I'm going to do it because I don't want people to believe that I'm trying to affect the election. And they're going to bring them out. When they bring them out, folks, you know, Bill, when they come out, you know what you're going to find? There's nothing there.
Well, either that, Larry, or there's so much there, it's so overwhelming, the people are going to go into a coma over it because
right.
There's going to be so much redacted. The Democrats are going to be able to utilize it. But, I mean, you're talking 600,000 emails here.
Right. Well, you're just going to suffer from dyslexia. There'll just be so much. But now some of you are saying, well, this guy's crazy. This guy's making up this fairy tale. Let me just give you all a couple of things to think about. Hillary Clinton, as you know, Bill, has gone to great extremes for, the past 2 years to make sure her emails were not ever exposed, down to and including taking sledgehammers to computers
mm-hmm.
and then doing stuff like whatever this acid stuff is to
erase bleach bits. Yeah, the bleach bits.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you reconcile, Bill, that she's gone to all this trouble and all of a sudden now she is saying, bring it out.
Now, yeah, I mean, you would think, like most people, Larry, there's always one lie too many that you can't seem to cover everything. And it would be ironic that Anthony Weiner's sex texting issues are going to expose and bring down Hillary Clinton. And wouldn't you know it, from her, the husband of her right hand person in her whole political career, Uma Abedin.
Well, now add to that, you have seen, all of you have seen now to some degree, the extent of this Clinton Inc., this cabal, this criminal cabal,
right,
and how they got penetration in the Justice Department, how they got inside the FBI and manipulated them left and right. So does it make sense that Hillary would be calling for these emails to be brought out, which could very well lose the election for her,
mm-hmm,
and she doesn't have any idea what's in them?
Yeah, yeah. No, you're exactly right. It would seem to follow a format and a strategy that they've used all along. I mean, not to mention, you know, and the media is not making much about this, and that is the internet disconnection that they were able to effect on Ecuador. I mean, why would Ecuador go along with disconnecting Julian Assange's ability to put out these, you know, this information over the internet?
Well, especially when you understand that the Ecuadorian consulate in Ecuador itself would not probably have the power to take some system like Assange's system off the internet totally. Isn't it odd, however, that this happens almost immediately after Obama transfers the power of the internet domain,
yes,
domain to where? The UN.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, in a UN-like, it hasn't been totally, but he definitely transferred trillions of dollars of United States asset, and we got nothing out of it. But what he'll get out of it is, you know, the survival of his legacy, perhaps, if Hillary Clinton is elected.
Right. So let me say this to everybody. Please, please, this is the last election we're going to have. If Hillary wins, ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you, I lived in Arkansas. I was Arkansas. I was the system in Arkansas. We had control of the media, just like they do now. Mm-hmm. We had control of every prosecutor, every sheriff, just like they do now. And we got to a situation where we could do anything we wanted, Bill. Anything we wanted to anyone we wanted to, because here was our joke. Remember the old Ghostbusters movie?
Yes.
We would say, who are you going to call?
Yes.
Who are you going to call to prosecute the Clintons if you catch them doing something? So, if she wins this election, you can bet there'll not be another one. Now, there may be elections in the future, but they will not be elections, Bill, like you and I have seen in our history. You know, Russia and Cuba have elections, but they got different campaign slogans, like in Cuba, you know, elect Castro or die.
Yes, so right. Well, then you're talking Hillary Clinton winning, you know, with 98% of the vote. So that 50% points that she's talking about would be realized, right?
Absolutely. Then when you add up the illegal Mexicans being brought in, the Muslims being brought in. So now you take the blacks, the Mexicans, the Muslims, etc., and they amassed what we used to call the broken coalition.
Mm-hmm.
They amassed so much.
Exactly. Well, Larry, we're out of time. Thank you so much. Remind everybody, go to NicholsLive@AOL.com and whatever you can do to help, I'd appreciate it. Larry Nichols on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Larry. God bless.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Wave, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Wave has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel...
Hunters, anglers...